Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Satan, with his hands shoved into his meat puppet Biden, is trying to divert your attention away from the Biden betrayal of America in Afghanistan by strutting him about, like some old wobbling peacock fanning his feathers and screaming, you know, like it's trying to impress his hens. Biden is a buffoon, trying to look and sound brave. If the governors get in the way, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way. Yeah, right. I'm going to require more Americans to get vaccinated. Yeah. Peacock screamed, the vaccine has FDA approval. Well, I hope to get to it, but I'll show you that that is a lie. Oh, yeah, he's still screaming. We've been patient, he said, but our patience is wearing thin. Really? Yeah, you little stinky dictator. Peacock scream again. Message to the unvaccinated. We've made them free. It's safe and convenient. Free? You're a joke. You spend our money like it's not yours. Safe? CDC hides the numbers of deaths from the jab, and we're supposed to believe the most obvious liar ever to hold office? Don't you remember saying you would not mandate masks or vaccines? You lousy, good-for-nothing liar! Yeah, screaming like a peacock. Biden says your refusal has cost all of us. Cost all of us what? Delaying your one world order? We heard your Aussie friend over there in New South Wales. Tell us what this is really all about. Yeah, we'll see how tracking looks in the New World Order. We know what you're up to, Satan. And Biden says, we know masking helps stop the spread of COVID-19. Really? Really? Show me that study, will you please? I mean, the one that can be replicated, not the fake one you put out that's already been debunked, you fake. You break the rules, be prepared to pay, said the peacock scream. And then this, my first responsibility as president is to protect the American people. Excuse me? We just watched how you are so committed to protecting the American people. You showed us by the way you withdrew from Afghanistan. This transcends borders, you say? You gotta be kidding me. You let the illegal crossers pour over our border without testing, without proving any vaccination status, and you say something like that? And oh, this devil is now planning to do this all over again next month. That's what he's just announced. You know, when a new pandemic comes again next month, man, this medical tyranny has got to be put down. But here's the takeaway from all this. Traitor Joe can talk real tough when he's bashing and bullying Americans. But he's such a timid little pussycat when he's dealing with the Taliban terrorists. Oh yeah, he'll wheel and deal with them and be very careful not to trigger them. But when it comes to dealing with Americans, oh, he'll just fan those peacock feathers and scream and strut about, talking like he's some kind of tough guy. But listen, friend, we're not going to allow Satan and his meat puppet divert our attention from the lessons we received from Traitor Joe on this 20th anniversary of 9/11. So get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
We must remember 9/11. Allow me to begin by reminding my audience that our son Zachary served in Afghanistan and was under fire from the enemy almost every week while deployed. Sometimes the attack ran for a week or more, and he came near enough to death to check the sharpness of death's scythe more than once. At Fort Tillman, named for a real hero whose shoelaces neither Kaepernick and his ilk are not worthy to unloose. That's a biblical expression, by the way, from Mark 1:7. It is not an allusion to Chick-fil-A owner kneeling as some sort of example of, surrender to the lies of racism? As if that somehow placates haters and race baiters? It's foolishness. The way to rid ourselves of racism is to treat every man as you find him. Follow Martin Luther King's dream. Judge each man by the content of his character and not by the color of his skin. It is not to pretend you somehow represent the white race. There's only one race. It's the human race. Okay? Kneeling in humility to any man, no matter what the so-called race might be. What is that about? Practicing to kneel when the Afghan terrorists come along to take over America and bring it under the power of communist China? What's that about, this kneeling thing? Listen, only one man commands the knee of all men, and that man is the man Christ Jesus. But we lost our innocence on 9/11, what little we had left after the assassination of JFK. But we lost a sense of invincibility that we didn't know we had. Filled with righteous indignation, our young bravely ran into the fray to execute vengeance against those evildoers. Have you ever read Romans 13 and paid attention to what it says? And to establish victory for all haters of oppression. Alas, but slowly for most, and for others much more quickly, we began to realize that there was a whole lot more trouble right here in River City than we realized. Now, be forewarned, my friends, if you want cutesy, you'll need to go elsewhere today. Hat tip to Bongino. I feel like Gideon, you know, trying to find out who are the warriors and who are the posture boys. Who will kneel and who will draw the water to their mouth while keeping a hand upon their sword and a watchful eye out for the enemy. We need an honest assessment of what Biden has done, and I'm not going to mince words. Because, you know, you need to mince, you know, that is chop up into little bits. Meat that's difficult for little ones to eat. But if you're not mature enough to handle the truth, well, turn off the radio or switch to some other podcast that talks about how to prepare your favorite souffle. If you're a wimp, go whine somewhere else. Questions about the 9/11 event have stirred up almost as much suspicion that there was an inside job as has whirled about the JFK assassination. How much prior intelligence did we really have about the 9/11 attack? And what part did our own CIA and even the Bush White House have in allowing this strategic attack? It launched us into a 20-year war in Afghanistan, and Biden ended it in a way that left us feeling like a woman must feel after being raped. We thought we were there to support freedom from a terrorist sponsoring oppressive regime intent on destroying America, the great Satan, and Israel, the little Satan, only to discover that at least some in our leadership here in the United States, identified as deep state today, were all along manipulating the American people's love for freedom, Americans' willingness to sacrifice their lives and treasure to secure freedom for any who desire it, to champion a just cause at almost any price. And what did Biden do? Well, he proved what some of us have feared for a long time. Forces in our own government are so corrupt, they will manipulate the traditional Americans' love for freedom and justice to use us to further their own private, unjust, and America-hating agendas. Agendas that involve the exact opposite of everything we believe in. An agenda that is all about mammon and the darker god behind that devil. Satan himself, the king of the children of pride, the oppressor-in-chief, the supreme ruler over the rulers of the darkness of this world. Charging into battle to fight oppression only to discover our efforts were in service to the rulers of the darkness of this world has been a difficult pill to swallow. A big red pill. One that has, I hope, jolted Americans awake. A betrayal of Americans, a betrayal of America, a surrender to the terrorists that attacked us then. Payback for the services rendered. Biden and his handlers turned our 20 years of sacrifice in blood and treasure there in Afghanistan into a very bad joke. A joke on the honorable men and women who died there in service to the ideal of liberty and justice for all, and the promise of freedom from oppression that America brought to the world in 1776. That's what Biden made 20 years in Afghanistan mean. That's the meaning he gave to the lives lost in that conflict. Understand again, my son fought for freedom, for liberty, for justice. He didn't go there for this. But this government, I mean the deep state element of this government, not the American government, no, the wicked termites that have burrowed into our government, the anti-American government, the shadow government of the rulers of the darkness of this world, the wicked, unreasonable pretenders and liars. You know, with the foul stench of hell upon them and everything they touch. Biden and everything he represents They mock the honorable sacrifice made by the Gold Star families and the thousands of soldiers who sacrificed life and limb. Now we know that Biden has not only given the terrorist Taliban regime over $85 billion in armaments, but the freedom fighters in Afghan who fled to Uzbekistan, who are holding significant U.S. military gear there. Yeah, our government has promised to the Taliban that we're going to surrender all that to them too. I'm telling you, friend, that devil named Biden, you know, it's a new name for one of Satan's favorite devils. Maybe some of you Satan worshipers will conjure the devil named Biden in your rituals and do him homage. He left Americans behind enemy lines in order to provide cover for his plans to negotiate for their lives with concessions to terrorists, the very terrorists we went there to fight in the first place. The devil Biden has purposely set Americans up to be blackmailed, set America up to be blackmailed by the Taliban. He gave them hostages they can use to hold us hostage to their demands. After 20 years, our efforts in Afghanistan has come down to turning the country over to the very terrorists we went there to fight. Biden has made it mean sacrificing hundreds and even thousands of innocent lives of the bloodlust of terrorists, handing them over to be beheaded, raped, murdered by the very people we were manipulated into going over to fight against because they destroyed more than 3,000 lives on 9/11 20 years ago. At the end, we not only turned the country over to the very people who attacked us on 9/11 20 years ago, but we also outfitted their army. It was Obama-Biden that facilitated the rise of ISIS-1. Now it's Biden-Obama facilitating the rise of ISIS-2. The same people who facilitated 9/11, my friend, are now setting the stage for 9/11 Revisited. $85 billion in armaments. We gave them 45 UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters, allowing them to rapid deploy about 500 terrorists with massive firepower protection, another 50 scout attack choppers, and the corrupt apologists for this corrupt current regime say, oh, nothing to be concerned about. The Taliban are too stupid to figure out how to fly them, and where will they ever get spare parts and, you know, stuff? Meanwhile, the U.S.-sponsored, propped-up, U.S.-assisted Chinese Communist Party has the money and manufacturing capabilities to reverse engineer what they need. And anyone who tries to tell you the Taliban are too stupid to figure out how to use the equipment are either idiots in their own right or they've pegged you for one. So quit with the Taliban are too stupid and backward to make use of these weapons nonsense. They figured out how to fly three jets turned into flying bombs to attack us 20 years ago, eh? We turned the terrorists we went there to destroy into a military powerhouse able to attack the United States and United States interests there again and again. We gave, and our friends, we gave them hundreds of hostages they can use to bring us to our knees in negotiating with them. 75,989 vehicles, among them 2,000 armored vehicles, including Humvees and what are called MRAPs or MRAPs. That's a mine-resistant, ambush-protected vehicle Biden equipped them with. And hey, you generals that stood by and did nothing to stop this, don't think you're going to get to hide behind Biden's skirts, you stand accused. You cannot use the "I was following orders" dodge. The blame falls squarely on your wicked and perverted heads. Scan Eagle military drones were turned over to these terrorists. 30 military Cessnas, 29 Super Tucano, I guess it's pronounced, ground attack aircraft, 600,000 small arms, including M16s, M249 Saws, one of my son's favorites, M24 sniper systems, 50 caliber rifles, machine guns, grenade launchers, 20 millimeter Gatling guns, plenty of ammunition for it all, my friend, and CCP ready to resupply. Grenades, howitzers, 162,000 pieces of encrypted military gear, more than 16,000 night vision goggles, and our newest technology, night vision scopes, thermal scopes, 10,000 air-to-ground rockets, some of the most sophisticated recon equipment available in the world today, laser aiming units, explosive ordnance like C4 Semtex with detonators, thermite incendiaries, 2,500 more than 2,500 bombs, all sorts of plate and body armor, even identity detection equipment that uses biometric sophisticated stuff, my friend. I mean, this is the best of the best in military armaments, and we equipped our enemies with it. I wonder how many of Hunter's paintings the Taliban had to agree to buy for this deal. This is not all. Rumors are percolating that there are several secured warehouses of high-level U.S. equipment left behind for the Taliban. No one seems to know what's in these warehouses. Secret stashes of what? Nuclear arms? That is the concern of some. It is not yet confirmed, but it is believed that the Taliban was given military drone jamming equipment. So much for the over-the-horizon advantage Beelzebub Biden peacock screams about. I've gone a bit long. Hold on through the break, my friends. I'll be right back to explain what must be done about this.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march. An enemy that is in the process right now of stealing from you your liberties, and mine too. The last segment was tough, I know. But, you know, it's time for soldiers, not sissies. As Bongino has been saying lately, this is not a time for cutesy. It's a time to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. So what is to be done about traitor Joe, Beelzebub's buddy Biden? Biden and his entire entourage, personnel, escort, company, cohorts must be removed, and it must be done yesterday. However, it must be done, and now listen, as an aside here, let me interject. Watch out for these devils who want to stage, I think they're possibly planning to stage an assassination of this fella, and then blame it on white supremacists. That's their new straw man. And watch out for that coming up protest that's being planned. I don't trust it. Not at all. I think it's a deep state operation. I'd stay away. We are definitely in a trust-no-one mode right now. Beelzebub, buddy Biden. Biden is not the legitimate president, as anyone with sense knows. And his present overreach in this usurped position must be stopped. His time is up. He must be removed from office, and it must be done soon. We can't put up with any more of this. The imposter-in-chief must be brought down. And it must be done within the bounds of American values of justice. It must be done within conformity to law and order. No vigilantism. No rogue takedown or insurrection. This must be a counter-insurrection, because that's what it would be. This must be done according to law. The 2020 theft of the people's right to choose our leaders must be restored. And the true POTUS must be put into office. The audits must go forward. Larry Elder must be put into office in California. The California elections must be fully audited. Forensic audits. The power must be returned to the people of the state. It must be taken out of the hands of these unreasonable and wicked morons running the state. Enough of this already. Rise up and vote Newsom out and put Larry Elder into the state house. Then get the elections cleaned up in this state and let the people of California finally have their voice back through the ballot box. Move forward with audits in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia. Get those routers from the law-defying Board of Maricopa. Take them. Send your SWAT team out there. Arrest those thieves. Take the routers. Make sure you get the correct ones and that they have not been monkeyed around with by Dominion or anyone else. And do it, for heaven's sake. Reveal the truth about what happened in 2020. Recall those electors. Set this right. You can't wait any longer. Now we have this pretender president bullying Americans into taking a vaccine, and the arguments that are used are ludicrous. It's not about personal rights, he says. It's about protecting yourself and your neighbors. You rotten, stinking, filthy liar. We watched Obama. Remember, we watched Obama enjoy his birthday party. He and Newsom, we watched you, Mr. Newsom, enjoy your party at the laundry. Hey, Pelosi, we watched you strutting about in your hair salon without your mask. Hey, you phony Fauci, we watched you sit with friends without a mask, then notice the cameras and quickly pull them on. You pack of liars, how dare you pretend it's not about personal rights, but about protecting ourselves and others. You're phonies. Hey, phony Fauci, you fake. I heard you say masks don't keep out a virus. I heard you say that, you liar. I read your email explaining to some of Obama's administration back a while back that say masks don't work to protect from a virus. I read your email, you stinking, filthy liar. You lately lied to Congress, and if justice prevails, you'll soon be dressed in orange and perp walked into your prison cell. You arrogant, lying CCP sycophant that did facilitate funding for gain-of-function research. Hey, we know you are a liar, so we're not listening to you. Anyone interested in why so many of us are not taking the jab? You can't figure this out? It's really very easy. These people are liars. I don't trust them. And you, my friend, you're foolish to take anything handed to you by these frauds. Here comes Gates with a needle. You know, Gates, who's on record calling for depopulation? Yeah, joking about bringing the human population down to zero. Yeah, yeah, I know, you're right. Yeah, it was a joke. And everyone in his audience laughed. Are you laughing at it? Do you think that's a funny joke? Because he doesn't really mean down to zero. You see, he only means reduce it to, you know, he wants to play God and reduce and control population, right? Yeah, he wants to reduce the number of people who live on the planet. How about a nice round number like, well, I don't know, what do you say? 500 million, is that a nice round number for you? You ever read what's on the Georgia Guidestones? Yeah. The first inscription is maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Who are these people to decide what is the number that's in perpetual balance with nature? Who do these people think they are? And then number six in that list calls for all nations to surrender their sovereignty to a one world court. There you go. And the last one calls on humans occupying this planet to not be a cancer on the earth. How about that, humans? You're a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature, it says. And it repeats that one, leave room for nature. Anyone guided by these guidestones would have an agenda to dramatically reduce the population. Many believe these guidestones were put in place as guidance to the human population surviving a massive near-extinction event for humans on the planet. Are we in the threshold of one right now? Some think the expression useless eaters might have been coined by Henry Kissinger, but this expression was used in Germany during the period leading up to Hitler's Holocaust. It corresponds to the Gates reasoning that goes something like this. You know, hey, it's foolish to spend $3 million on someone to extend their life for 3 months. That money could be saved by letting them die, and then we could hire, I think he said, 10 teachers. And that's what he'd be for, he said. This is the cold calculation of a technocrat, and that's the guy coming at you with his shot. Anyone guided by that sort of rationale is operating under the influence of the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Life is precious, and the heroics of those doing all in their power to save and extend it underscore the value of human life. When you remove this high regard and value of human life, it's a slippery slope that will take the entire country right down to Nazi hell, where we will have the Nazi revival with death camps and a dystopian future where people like Gates decide who lives and who dies and when. And let me tell you a little something right now, and you know what I'm saying is true. You hear it, you go, oh yeah, that's for sure. In exactly the same way, these lying, arrogant, self-important skags tell you to wear a mask and social distance but go on with their own lives without it. In the same way, these elitists tell you to keep your children home from school or wear masks and so on, and then arrange for their own precious children to continue their education in a mask-free environment for their own. You know, in the same way, they shut down your businesses, but like Newsom, work around, find exceptions for their own. In the same way, they say masks and social distance to us, and then have their birthday parties and even push it into our faces. All smiles, no masks, all hugs around Obama, right? In the same way, Pelosi passes mask mandates rules for everybody else, and then she's caught at the salon maskless getting her hair done. And the same way, Fauci lies. Look, when they start deciding, listen to me, when they start deciding who dies and when and under what circumstances and criteria, you can be sure of one thing. It will not apply to them. When it comes to them or their children or their family, forget it. Whatever's needed to extend their wicked, hell-bound life, they will do. They live by the rule, you see. The rules are for thee and not for me. They will fawn all over you for being so obedient, a slave, that you'll walk into the death chamber at their behest. But don't for one moment think they're going to submit to their own rules. You think these people took their vaccine? I doubt it. I doubt it. They took a placebo. If they have proven anything at all about what we should expect from them, it is this. They are liars. They are of their father, the devil, who is a liar and the father of it. Are you tired of being ruled by devils? Then quit electing devils to rule you. You want to stop these devils from driving this country into hell? Then obey Christ's command to repent and believe on him to be saved, and then join us in his army, commissioned by Christ to stand, wrestle, and resist. Christ is the Savior you're waiting for. Turn to him. Come to the Lighthouse where you can learn how to stand, wrestle, and resist. stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, they try to convince us that the world belongs to Satan. What? And that we had best just stand down and let him have it. That our turn will come later. Friend, Satan's a liar. Don't believe that lie. The Bible says Jesus conquered Satan, spoiled his house. The Bible says Jesus arose, declaring, "All power," that's exousia, right to rule, "is given unto me," he said, "in heaven and in earth." The Bible says Jesus is, right now, Prince of the Kings of the Earth. The Bible says Jesus is the ordaining authority over all power in the earth today. That the wicked under Satan's influence work to take this power, this kingdom, by force and violence. But we have the kingdom by divine endowment from God. We have the keys of the kingdom, the right of stewardship over the dominion and the sword of divine vengeance, not the world. They have to take it and can only succeed when those who rightfully possess it yield to Satan's wiles and give him place. We are called to wrestle against the principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. And that is not merely a call to Christians to go hide in their prayer closets from the world and pretend that all isn't happening and so on. We certainly do engage in serious spiritual warfare in our prayer closets, but then we are sent to go out into the world as Christ's ambassadors. We swing the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of truth, against the lies of Satan, and we wrestle against the principalities aligned against Christ and his rule. We grapple with the powers, authorities that usurp the prerogatives of Christ's rule on the earth, and we push back against any in this world who advance the agenda of Satan. And we resist the devil. We don't assist him. We resist him when he attempts to seduce us into sin, and we resist him when he shows up in this world advancing the cause of Satan to take by force and by violence what belongs to Christ Jesus, the conquering King. Now, I need to conclude, but I would exhort you to be in church this Sunday. Learn more about standing, wrestling, and resisting. But here's a simple recent example of how effective this can be. Remember, we pushed back on mandates and church closures, and we won. In California, friend, America is not totally dead. She's only mostly dead. Har har. If she was all dead, you know, there'd be only one thing to do. Gather up whatever loose change you can find and prepare to meet thy God. I'm being facetious. A little Princess Bride humor there. Listen for the answer. Jesus Christ is Lord. Not you, Fauci. Not you, Biden. Not you, Democrats. Not you, Rhino Republicans. Okay. That's not the best analogy. Here's a better one. Philadelphia. The name of the city where this great country was founded. Jesus said of Philadelphia, the church there, in Revelation chapter 3, that she had a little strength. Let's go with that. A little strength. And her little strength is in the churches. Not in the new cart crowd, the mamby-pamby sissy preachers who can't bring themselves to confront evil with truth. Not that crowd that think you assist the devil and his agenda instead of resisting it. Anyway, I got to go. Catch me on my Facebook live stream tonight. Go to a Facebook page, like it, set notifications, Lighthouse Baptist Church, Santa Maria, California, or Lighthouse Baptist, my name, and you'll find it. And like it, set your notifications to be notified, and we'll see you tonight. We are working on a workaround for the FB censors, so you pray about that with us. Resisting the devil, baby. See you in church. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, send me an email. You can leave a message for us on our listener response hotline at 805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to God's War 2020.com.